5.
Prepare yourself
for talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us for this Sunday syndicated broadcast. We'll be live here for the next 2 hours till 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific, 5 o'clock Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific. And we're going to have wide open phones throughout the transmission. The toll-free number to join us is 877-590-5525 or locally in Central Texas. If you're listening to us out of the station that we transmit from, that this broadcast originates from, 836-0590 for KLBJ 590 AM. All right, here are the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stacks of news I have in front of me. One is all the new 9/11 inside job developments. I'm from Rosie O'Donnell announcing that she's going to leave The View this week. What's really behind that? To John Kerry last Sunday being here in Austin, Texas, and talking about Building 7 being a controlled demolition. We'll be covering that later in the second hour. In the first hour, the Wall Street Journal has reported, as well as the Associated Press, Yahoo News, and Reuters, that global warming could be halted by government weather control. And then they go on to admit chemtrails or aerosol spraying in the skies. Oh, my goodness. Huge developments. We'll be going over that for you. Also, how the whole global warming movement, man-made global warming movement, is nothing but a push for taxation. In fact, I have up on the screen in front of me the Weather Channel, and I've been sitting here for about 45 minutes getting ready, and I've seen already two news reports on global warming and how we must have a global tax to save us from it. So we'll talk about what's really behind the endless hype for man-made global warming and how even the supposed solution to it, if you even believe it's man-made, which of course it isn't, is a fraud. It is the dream of the New World Order for over a century to have a world tax, and they need a crisis, some way to get the public ninnying and rubbing their hands together, and climactic climate change is going to be their main mode, that and the war on terror and several other big fear-mongering issues. Also, Bush is now yet again pushing total blanket, complete amnesty for all illegal aliens in the country. And they then have the liberal shills come out in protest against it. That then fools conservatives, it's all staged, into thinking that Bush is actually for national sovereignty and for controlling our borders. And when you see Bush on CNN or Fox or hear him on the radio, and I've been monitoring the news this weekend, they come out and say, Bush wants to get tough on illegal immigration. And you'll hear a clip of the president saying, it's time to do something about it. Everybody knows it's broken. His answer would be like if you had a leg chopped off, you're bleeding to death. His answer is not put a tourniquet on it. It's chop the other leg off and cut your head off while it's at it. But again, they know the general public, completely dumbed down, just hears the slogans and the terms, total deception. But we'll go over what's really happening with that. The euro rises to record high versus the dollar. It's never, no currency has never been in the last 100 years this strong against the dollar. The dollar is tanking. Last week it went down a cent a day. That is massive, ladies and gentlemen. The slide is now straight down, and we will break down exactly what that means and how it dovetails with economic growth in first quarter slows to 1.3%. And if you understand that inflation is actually at over 10% right now, I know the official number says 4.5, but the official number also says unemployment's at 3%. Because they don't count you once you've been off the rolls for 6 months. So we'll talk about some of the real economic information. Also, big-time war propaganda right now to keep the Iraq war going. The Democrats are involved in ultra-massive dog and pony shows right now. convincing the public and the planet that they're actually trying to stop the war. We'll break down that dog and pony show for you as well. Again, the toll-free number to join us, 877-590-5525 or 836-0590. I know we have a lot of calls that want to get on board and get on air. We'll be doing that, but let me tell you the other bit of news I have for you. It's a large stack. This is just stuff that happened in the last week. In fact, some of it just came out in the last 2 days, and we'll be covering this pretty much exclusively, that and 9/11. In the second hour today, about 2 weeks ago, almost 2 weeks ago, Luke Radowski, who is a reporter for PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, he called into the end of the show but was unable to get on air, my weekday show that I do, the syndicated show I've been doing for 10 years now, or 9 years. And he called in and he said that he had been detained for an hour, had his camera and phone taken, that they called him a terrorist. And then I was busy with other projects, didn't get to watching the video once he uploaded it a few days later to YouTube. Then I went out of town and then to business in Los Angeles. And I just got back the other night and saw this, and it completely freaked me out. I've never seen anything this bad dealing with the police state in America and the total Sovietization of our society. And that video is up on PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com. Easiest place to find is JonesReport.com. It's been up now for about 3 days, and it's still up on the main page, front and center. You can't miss it. Headline, and it's all on video. Now, see, what's scary about this is the cops, we know mafia-type police in major cities have been doing this for a long time, 70, 80 years, but they never did it on video before. It's kind of like FEMA. I have FEMA on tape saying all Christians are terrorists, gun owners are terrorists, anyone who's for private property are terrorists. This is all intensified under Bush. You'd think it's under Hillary and Bill, and it was bad under them, but it's just gotten far worse. It's all part of, it's just lip service when they tell you they're Christian folks. The real enemy, though, is Christians, because they know you won't play ball with their New World Order. We're trying to pacify you just long enough until you find out about it. But this new video I have, now understand, I have video in Philadelphia in 2004 of Christians at an outfest, a public event in the city, praying on a street corner and being arrested by Homeland Security and charged with 47 years in prison apiece. That got national attention, and they were acquitted. But they went to trial. Praying now, like China, gets you 47 years. So they try 47 years. But at least the police were solemn and businesslike in their criminal activities. This new one, everyone who sees it, I just showed it to my wife the other day, and I said, tell me what you think of this. She goes, oh, my God, they're like mafia out of a movie. I show it to everybody before they've ever heard my comments, and they say, oh, my God, it's like The Sopranos. You've got five or six 9/11 truthers standing in front of Ground Zero. It's Silverstein Properties, the new Building 7, and up walks, well, you see on camera three different cops, so really six plain clothes, in suits, in black trench coats, men announcing themselves as police officers. And they were commanding plainclothes officers later, so they must be officers. And they say, we know you're not terrorists, but we're going to say you are and put you in jail. I mean, this is on video with their faces up close. I mean, this is hardcore federal and state crimes being committed on video. And in fact, we have links to federal and state law. New York law, went and pulled it up. I contributed to this article as we were writing it Friday night. At midnight, we posted it about midnight. And I'm just proud of the fact we do work hard. You know, there's all these other truthers and other people out there that wonder why we're so successful at fighting the globalists. It's because we don't go to a lot of movies and a lot of bars and sit around and suck our thumbs all day. We're actually working all the time because we know how serious the New World Order is. And if other people want to help defeat the New World Order and take down the New World Order, you'll start getting involved and working hard, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it's going to take. But here's the headline. New York police report bomb to frame activist as a terrorist. Let me say that again. New York City police on videotape report bomb. I mean, they call in a bomb to frame activist as terrorist.
By the time the government finds out, you'll be in the hole 30 days.
That's what the cop said. 9/11 truther is told by officer who had missed a false accusation of having a bomb. That's coming up in the second hour. But first we'll go through the economy, the war, chemtrails, weather modification, Wall Street Journal. It's all coming up. Keep it locked in.
Can you create a can't shake the dreams of fire inside of your phonograph. Battle with gas to give you room to breathe through inadequate mass. Everybody.
Each year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future. Many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. It is Sunday, the 29th of April, 2007. Can you believe that we are already about to enter the midway point of 2007? I mean, my God. It just seems like I'm 15 years old yesterday. Now I'm this old man. All right, your calls are coming up in the next segment at 877-590-5525. Let me just get into this first, because on Thursday and Friday I mentioned it on my weekday show and never even covered it. And it is really, really important. This is the Wall Street Journal that I hold here in my hand. And the headline is, Global Warming. Could global warming be halted by controlling the weather? And it says, frustrated with the limits of public policy to tackle global warming, some scientists say the time has come to engineer a way to control the weather. The idea might seem appealing, says a science scholar. And it goes on, one idea put forth by a physicist involved in climate control discussions would involve bombarding the Arctic atmosphere with specially engineered particles to deflect the sun's rays, thereby lowering temperatures. Alternatively, a fleet of crop-dusting airplanes could deliver the particles by flying continuously around the Arctic Circle. An astronomer suggested placing a huge fleet of mirrors in orbit to divert solar radiation. Some of these ideas, say Mr. Fleming, are reminiscent of the optimism that framed the first attempts at climate control. And then it goes on. Okay, let's just stop right there. Number one, they talk about frustration with the limits of public policy to tackle global warming. The Earth is always heating up and cooling down. All of the major studies show that a heating factor would actually increase the green belts across the planet, the growth belts, and create more oxygen and carbon dioxide for plankton in the oceans. A higher carbon dioxide atmosphere increases the amount of oxygen in a symbiotic relationship between plant and animal. I mean, I'm actually weird enough that I sit around reading long climate studies and studies on plant growth with higher carbon dioxide and things of this nature. And I actually read what the real scientists and real institutions are saying, and they're saying man-made global warming is a complete and total hoax. In fact, we have scientists unified on this, almost completely unified. But then on the other side, you hear the media, the UN, the federal government, European government saying, every scientist agrees, massive man-made global warming, the end is near. Then they show polar bears and saying, look at them, they can't swim, their ice cap is melting, they're going to die. I mean, I've seen national newscasts saying, look at these polar bears, they're going to die. They don't tell you as a polar bear can swim several hundred miles in a day. They literally can kill whales, medium-sized whales themselves, haul them up. They swim from ice flow to ice flow in the ice packs. That's what they do. In fact, there's a 20-year study out just last month. Polar bear populations have exploded, and they're now moving south because humans aren't hunting them anymore. That's right. They used to be several hundred miles further south, but humans started shooting them because they're quite dangerous. Now they aren't. They're running around in limp-wristed fashion, groveling. And now, again, grizzlies are killing people again. Mountain lions are. Polar bears are. Rattlesnakes are exploding in numbers, and everyone's ninnying and dying, and that's just how it works. So enjoy yourselves. But the point is, this is a fraud. Man-made global warming is a lie, is a fraud. Now, don't get me wrong. It's either you don't care about the environment or you think the sky is falling and only world government can save us. No, there are real environmental crises, hundreds of them, but none of those are addressed because the only thing the big corporations are pushing for is feel-good programs like a global tax. You see, all the environmentalists aren't out dealing with genetic engineering, toxic waste dumping, really serious issues. No, instead, the general public is running around pulling their hair out, freaking out, giving money to groups that are, quote, going to fight global warming, and now they're trying to pass laws to ban what cows can be fed because their flatulence, their methane gas. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, flatulence. For those that are public school educated, they're farts. And I'm sorry to have to talk like that in a second grade level, but that's what flatulence is. The methane gas, and we must have a global tax now on beef. Of course, you can do major studies. You can look at the major studies showing that there were actually more bovine running around on free range just 150 years ago globally than there are in domestication today. But that doesn't matter. It's all about taxing, regulating, controlling, and big agri is behind it all to consolidate and knock out the small farms and ranches, just like they're behind the Real ID Act, the Animal ID Act, the Premises ID Act. It's all about controlling humans and animals as cattle to be tracked. So setting the table with that, I remember a decade plus ago interviewing experts on weather control and being called a kook. But then about, what, 5 years ago, there was a Weather Channel special called Atmospheres, Weather Control, where they showed the classified documents where they in Vietnam during the dry season could make it rain 10 feet and kill a bunch of people. And then suddenly it was declassified 3 years ago completely, and I was able to then learn who the head of the program was. That was Ben Livingston, a meteorologist. This guy in the 50s flew into typhoons that were 260 miles an hour. He flew into hurricanes that were 175 miles an hour off our coast. And he attacked the Vietnamese, leading squadrons himself while they were under sham missile attack. Either they can create hurricanes, they can stop hurricanes, they can knock out typhoons. That's just a Pacific hurricane. It's generally about 30-40% faster, more destructive. You know, those can get up to recorded 280 miles an hour. Hurricanes only 175 is about as high as they've ever gotten. But, again, I'm digressing here. Very brave individual, and he's credited as the father of weather weapons, still alive, lives out in Midland. And so I flew him here. You know, put him on an airplane, flew him here and interviewed him. That's up on PrisonPlanet.tv. Ben Livingston, for members that are members of PrisonPlanet.tv. It's 15 cents a day. Why not go join all 15 of my films, hundreds of special reports, hundreds of my weekly TV shows. The point is, it's a good place. PrisonPlanet.tv. And I interviewed him. He brought out all these documents and all these declassified documents. And oopsie, I might have seen some things that were still classified. But to make a long story short, then it got picked up by a bunch of newspapers, a bunch of national radio shows interviewed him. And in the mid-1960s, the Stanford Research Institute and the Naval Weapons Laboratory certified that he could knock out hurricanes with seven aircraft. That's because they have power cells that generate. And they can fly in with the ions and disperse them, the nuclei, with the aircraft and knock them out. And they can build them and they can knock them out. Now, that's 1960s technology. I have interviewed General Benton K. Parton, not just the former head of Air Force Weapons Development. He also headed up the Over-Horizon Radar System, known as HARP. I've interviewed other experts on the subject. And there are weather control systems with antennae. And that's why the Russians, you can hire their company for $1.2 million to clear any sky and guarantee any event will be clear. The Chinese have an even bigger system using antennas, which they clear things. In fact, that's Associated Press. China to force rain ahead of Olympics, the reverse, a few years ago. But point is, they talk about spraying. It's already going on. Remember up until 96, the condensation trails behind jets disappeared in minutes. Now they're up there for 5 hours. Well, we're already under a weather modification program. It's being added to the jet fuel. They're even putting it in federal textbooks now. But you tell the public about it, they say it doesn't exist. But then it's in textbooks. It's like world governments in textbooks, but then the general public doesn't know. If you tell them, they say it doesn't exist. We'll come back, take your calls, get into the war news. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go to your calls here just momentarily. Finishing up with the weather control. Weather control and modification was patented back in the 30s. It is a multi-billion dollar industry, that's the above board industry, with just dozens and dozens, I haven't counted them all up, big companies, some of them with fleets of more than 50 airplanes, that the big ski slopes and farmers and different people in agriculture all hire. Take the ski slopes up in Canada or Colorado, they're not having enough rain, they'll call them in to seed the clouds, and it works like a charm. That's old technologies. And last year, really 2 years ago, after we broke a lot of this with Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons, and again, you can build hurricanes, build storms, or knock them out, then Kay Bailey Hutchinson did move to set up a weather control board in the U.S. Senate. And that legislation just basically languished and went nowhere. But this is not science fiction. It is 2007. And the patented, admitted stuff, patented in the 30s, federal government certified that it worked in the mid-60s, Stanford Research Institute as well. When Katrina or Rita are coming in, they can no problem go out and knock it down easily with 60s technology, and again, these are the documents, the studies, into a tropical depression, just into a big rainstorm. Whereas you might get a little bit of flooding, but you're certainly not going to have 175-mile-an-hour winds and things of that nature. And you'll be able to turn it and control it and manipulate it. But the government never wanted the public to know this because, I'm here to tell you, they already are using it. I remember it was in the San Antonio Express News and one other South Texas paper. It was about 8 years ago. They had those really bad floods and a bunch of people died in South Texas. And there was a little blurb. Oh, the Navy was doing weather modification tests in some thunderstorms, and you know, some local meteorologists believe they may have triggered this. See, they like to keep it on the lowdown. And there's a lot of evidence showing that these hurricanes are being steered. These hurricanes are being controlled. And now the Chinese are using successfully to water their crops and to also clear the air for different air shows and other events, or to cause rain ahead of events. This is out of the Associated Press. China to force rain ahead of Olympics. Chances of showers during the 2008 Beijing Olympics, 50%, but Chinese meteorologists have a plan to bring sunshine. The meteorologists say they can force rain in the days before the Olympics through a process known as cloud seeding to clean the air and ensure clear skies. China has been tinkering with artificial rainmaking for decades, but whether it works is a matter of debate among scientists. You mean scientists that aren't in weather modification. I mean, this is certified, ladies and gentlemen. During the dry season in Vietnam, it doesn't rain any. And Ben Livingston would go in the late 60s, leading, you know, small squadrons of aircraft, and find, in fact, he took photos of this. I've seen now, we shot video of it, classified photos of, you know, taken out of jets of a tiny little cloud. And then Livingston goes in and starts spraying it, and over the next hour builds it into a giant thunderstorm. And then combines that with other clouds he made, and I mean, literally would rain 10 feet on the Ho Chi Minh Trail. If they can do that, they can knock them out, and he proved that. All right, I've already said enough about it. But, oh, to save us from global warming, they've got to do it. On the subject of global warming, I've got other news. Financial Times here reporting, industry caught in carbon smokescreen. And then, of course, it turns out the oil companies are really behind the whole global warming hoax. But you tell some bleeding heart, sandal-wearing, hippie, dreadlock liberal that. Nothing against your sandals and dreadlocks. It's just you think that's your identity, so you know it all. You know, no one else cares about the earth but you. You have to outwardly show it. You tell them that they're being funded by big banks and by big oil to actually create a global tax on the people, which is then paid by governments directly into corporate welfare. See, that's, see, the phony conservatives don't understand this. You think that government's bad and corporations are good. No, corporations are the government and they're bad. I mean the really big ones, not the corner, you know, store that's a corporation or your corporation. But, yes, it's a giant private tax, by the way, that you'll be paying directly into the private IMF and World Bank. They did a big story up on that. There's another story we did for PrisonPlanet.com. Sick and tired of being lectured by global warming hypocrites. And John Travolta and Sheryl Crow and all of them. You know, John Travolta's got like, what, 11 jets and uses thousands of times what the average person does in CO2. But again, it's not a problem. CO2 is not a pollutant. It's what plants breathe, and when they breathe more CO2, they put out more oxygen, and all the major studies show all mammals and all animal life, for that matter, likes higher oxygen, and plants grow faster and more healthy with more carbon dioxide. Symbiotic. There's life on the planet because of these two gases combined with water and solar radiation, i.e. heat. But again, they know the general public can't find Iraq on a map, doesn't know how many continents there are, doesn't know who the vice president is, doesn't know the difference between Shiite and Sunni. And so you tell them the sky's falling, folks, they will ask how high to jump when you tell them. Oh, my God. I just want to get through all this news. But you know what? I promised to go to your call, so we are now going to do it. Let's go ahead and take a call from John in Maine. John, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just had a question as to the encounter with the We Are Change group. What, that was 2 weeks ago?
Yes, but I just broke the news, and by broke the news, we just saw it Friday, wrote a story about it. Now it's big news. New York police report bomb to frame activists as terrorists. By the time the government finds out, you'll be in the hole 30 days, the detective told them. It's absolutely incredible footage. Have you seen it? We're going to be airing the audio next hour.
Yes, I have. I saw it on the Prison Planet link, the YouTube that was on Prison Planet.
Yes.
So those were actually New York detectives?
Yes, they were reportedly, what they said is that they were Port Authority detectives.
Oh, okay, because I was just wondering, because...
that's another division. I mean, there's two different branches of the New York police.
Okay, because I was under the impression that their identity wasn't certain. I noticed, like, between minute or 2 minutes and 14 seconds through 2 minutes and 16 seconds, the guy, the one that had actually called him the false bomb threat, waves his hand in front of the video camera and there was a ring. So I didn't know if that might be any indication or a clue as to what group he was with, but just an observation.
Well, for those that just joined us, why don't you in a minute recap and explain from your point of view what this video shows?
Well, what it shows is that, you know, there was these two bullies that, you know, approached the We Are Change guys who were just peacefully protesting.
Yeah, 9/11 truthers who are just standing there with a sign saying 9/11 is an inside job on the public sidewalk.
Yeah, and then they started intimidating him, and as...
I think you got a bomb. Look, he's got a bomb there. Oh, you're going to jail. Doesn't matter that you're not a terrorist. We're going to put you in the jail.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was unbelievable. And yeah, he did even make that Looney Tune noise at the end, like Elmer Fudd or whoever that is. I mean... It was just it's so ignorant.
Oh, these guys, let me tell you, though, they don't know. They literally could be paying millions a year playing top gangsters in Hollywood. I mean, these guys are right out of Central Casting.
Yeah.
They make the lead of Sopranos look like a farmer from Ohio.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, folks, cops on tape going, hey, so look, he's got a bomb, everybody. Oh, what are we going to do about it? Larry Silverstein don't like you being here with that sign, so we're going to put you in jail for being a terrorist. And they're doing this on videotape. Now, I mean, I guess frame-ups now will just be done, and maybe cops will start pulling wads of cocaine out and putting it right in your jacket in front of everyone.
That's just how it is, you know. Anything else you'd like to add there, John in Maine?
Tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold. Hold on a minute. I'm going to put you on hold. And when we get back, we'll see if you'd like to go to a FEMA camp.
Instead of calling it Police Precinct 125, we'll start calling it the family. You know, the family 127. We'll be right back.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available.
Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
Yes, coming up in the next hour, I'm going to illustrate how much trouble the First Amendment in this country is in. With some past cases and some things that have happened in the last few days. But we have the audio from the video that's up on PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com. New York police report bomb to frame activists as terrorists. They just walk up and say, "Turn your cameras off, stop protesting." They say, "No, we're allowed to." And so they go, "I'm going to say you have a bomb." And the guy goes, "But I don't." And he goes, "Doesn't matter that you don't have one. I'm going to say you have one, and you're going to go to jail." I mean, he's the cop. And he's a plain clothes. And later, the uniformed cops show up, and they're commanding them. And he just, I mean, it's just openly framing people. I mean, now it'll just be, I guess, open framing in America. So that's coming up. And it dovetails with this. Box of condoms leads to evacuation, Associated Press, Sunday. And it says, Ankeny, Iowa, says several classrooms at Des Moines Area Community College were evacuated after college officials became nervous about a suspicious package that had been delivered. The evil UPS package, it turned out, ladies and gentlemen, was filled with 500 condoms for the, I guess, the health department there at the college. But that just shows the ninnying fear everywhere. And by the way, federal law, 10 years, $100,000 fine for reporting a false bomb knowingly, or false terrorist event, or the threat of a terrorist event. We have links to the federal law, and New York's even more. But it doesn't matter, see, because they're the good guys. Hey, you're going to be in the hole. Doesn't matter, you're innocent. See, they're the good guys, so they can do whatever they want. Because the good guys torture people on 24 and on NYPD Blue and LA Law and all those shows. You're being conditioned, America. And the cops go home and watch that and think it's normal to do that. And then they go out and do that, and they end up going to prison because that's illegal. I mean, we have up-close video with the guy's face as he's sitting there doing this. Finish up quickly because I got a lot of callers I want to get to here, John in Maine. But go ahead and finish up what you were saying.
I was just saying it was absolutely unbelievable. And the guys from We Are Change, or You Are Change, they were being so respectful. And then the thugs were, you know, accusing the guys.
Now don't talk bad about the family.
Yeah,
we run things and take care of everybody here in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
All right? All right? Okay, good to hear from you. You need to go to a FEMA camp. You need to support your president a little bit more there, all right?
By the way, I didn't even know this until about a month ago. I was interviewing a Village Voice reporter, and I found out all these mainstream articles from the 80s and 90s. Did you know Rudolph Giuliani's father was a mob capo? I mean, an admitted capo. And the rest of his family, his uncles and people, were top mobsters in New York. And I reported this on my show, and I got emails from New York going, that's how you get things done. What are you, against Italians? No, I'm against the mafia, whether it's the German mob or the Mexican mob or the Italian mafia. Okay? I mean, it just absolutely makes my head spin. His daddy was a mob boss. Bush's grandfather was the top Nazi agent in the U.S. Mainstream news. I mean, the more I learn, it's all in newspapers. Just the general public doesn't know about it. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Matt in Virginia. Let's see if he's going to disrespect his family today. Go ahead, sir.
You know, that's an amazing video, and Luke's work with Brzezinski, was that his video too?
Yes, and I'm so honored. A few months ago he called me. He called back the other day and he said, listen, I got to get press passes now, but I'm honored that Luke is officially with the Infowars.com team, one of our reporters.
Yeah, he's done amazing work. That's just absolutely amazing.
For those that didn't see it, tell them about this. This is Zbigniew Brzezinski, founder of the Trilateral Commission, former national security advisor, founder of Al-Qaeda. He wrote a book bragging about it. Our government founded Al-Qaeda. Luke, a few weeks ago, confronted the founder of Al-Qaeda in New York.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, check it out. Well, that's it, Alex. They write it in books. They write it all the time, but they know Americans don't read. So, you know, it works in their advantage.
And Brzezinski just said, sit out and shut up.
Yeah, that's disgusting. He's disgusting. By the way, this is Matt Kazee from Blacksburg.
Oh, my gosh. Matt is one of my listeners. He's a 9/11 truther, too. He lives on the campus. His buddy shot the cell phone video with the gunshots going off, and he broke down how it was obviously an inside job. And all the weird Marine Corps training and things on the base. Tell folks why, as a local, you have suspicions. Oh, and you reported that, and we also talked to him, police and emergency workers reported they were told to stand down by the feds. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I have some. Here's why it really stinks is, you know, forget the Mueller thing for a second. Sure, they cancel classes when somebody shot somebody 3 miles away, but the week before, the bomb threats, the Monday before, they canceled classes. Friday the 13th, bomb threats. They canceled classes. Monday the 16th, bomb threats and two dead in the dorm, and they don't cancel. Now, get this. This is the reason, first off, I wanted to thank you, Alex, for having a forum where you don't screen calls. It's so rare to see that in talk radio. I mean, I tried for 3 weeks to get onto the Glenn Beck program, and, you know, it's nearly impossible.
He's part of the family. He knows who he's working with.
So why do you think he has his finger going shh as his main picture? He wants people to shut up. But I wanted to thank you for your kind words to me on and off air towards me and my family and friends. And, you know, people who are skeptical of Alex Jones, they don't know Alex, and they don't take the time to get to know him. But I wanted to bring to your attention a petition that has started to support President Steger's decision, or at least to support him and the police chief. Now,
let's be clear. Columbine, they stood down for 4 hours and 15 minutes. That was a black op. Hundreds of articles have been written. If you don't know about it, just go research it. You know, type Columbine government op, and all the stuff will pop up for you. Spend the next 10 years learning about it. There's so much evidence, it's insane, like everything else. With this one, you had a shooting there last year with weird special forces connections out of Afghanistan. Then they had drills there the week before, put in loudspeakers for mass shootings. It's an activist anti-gun school. Then, for almost 2 hours after there's been a shooting, they order everybody to be quiet. They don't warn anybody till almost 10 o'clock while the shooting continues, and the feds ordered the local police to stand down as usual. I mean, that right there is the government not letting the people protect themselves, can't have a gun on campus, and then the cops waiting for hours. Back in 63, that didn't happen at UT. We had real police then, and we had real citizens. I mean, can you imagine if citizens would have started pulling up with guns and shooting back at him, the cops would have gunned us down in a minute. But not back in the 60s. It was get up here and help us, and the citizens pinned him down so he couldn't kill more people, so the police, with his citizen, could get up there and kill that guy. And I've interviewed, by the way, Ray Martinez, one of the shooters that took him out. But go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, in this country, they're actually trying to outlaw heroes. It's all vigilantes. How dare you take...
You've got to be trained to call a ninny. You know, your wife's being raped. You sit there like a coward. Like, who's the Beatle who just died? He did that. You're supposed to sit there and cower and then call the cops, who take an average of 18 minutes to arrive.
Well, that's it. You know, they've trained us. They have literally tried their best to train us into trusting the system.
And they turned the cops into cowards. Cops 20 years ago wouldn't have followed orders to stand down. You couldn't have held them back from running into that building.
Well, that's it. You know what's funny about it, Alex, is any cop, like the few in this situation, that decided against their will to follow these orders now know the difference. And it seems like that's the only way a cop figures it out. Or if they have a good friend or a partner.
I agree. Matt Kazee, a Virginia Tech student, lives right there on the campus, literally a block away from where the shootings took place. Any other facets of why you and many others at the school believe it's some type of inside job?
Well, you know, I did an interview with Larry Pratt the other day, and I wanted to thank you for that. And we were talking about things, and I said, you know, we're really not going to know until the Freedom of Information Act requests go through and we find out all the details. And I said, that would probably be sometime next year. And he kind of chuckled and was like, it's probably going to take 4 years like Columbine.
And then they sealed it. They just sealed all the Columbine info. Good to hear from you, my friend. Anything else?
I wanted to bring to attention to this petition that they're trying to save these guys. And you read the comments and they're all like, oh, Steger's a hero and all this stuff. Now, they've got 40,000.
Pretty soon it'll be like Giuliani. I mean, even if you don't think 9/11 is an inside job, the government did a horrible job letting it happen, standing down instead. Giuliani's a hero. And now the Virginia Tech guy, he's a hero, too.
Is there any way that we can get a petition started to find out who made that decision and to get them fired? I mean, do you have any advice for me as far as looking into that?
Look, they've got the online petitions and the sites and the systems.
That's what they're telling
me. Yeah, you start it up. I'll have you on as a guest. We'll launch it and promote it.
All right. Thanks again, Alex, for everything.
You bet. Oh, no, by the time they're done, this guy will end up being the U.S. president for his heroic actions at Virginia Tech, ordering a stand down for over 3 hours. He will now be replaced Jesus at the head of the church. All worship the dean of Virginia Tech, the school president, and the police chief. Brave men. I watched the video, these huge, and I'm not knocking fat people. I mean, I got a little bit of a belly on me. But, I mean, these big, fat, waddling cops jiggling and running and hiding and for like hours playing with their gear. And they got scared looks on their faces. I mean, I'm not even saying I'm a tough guy, but frankly, I've taken guns away from a few people. I've had somebody, I grew up rough in Dallas. I don't know why. I had a pretty good family, but I mean, I just don't understand this. You couldn't keep police 20, 30 years ago from charging in there. But to be a cop nowadays, I guess the ones that aren't castrated get kicked out. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us, second hour straight ahead.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Summer is...